This is Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare from Rock 94.7.
Welcome to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. On Friday, March 1st, Dope rolls into the Fillmore in downtown Wausau with opening acts Another Lost Year and a band that's creating a lot of buzz in the metal scene, Beyond Threshold. Tonight's guest is Beyond Threshold's lead vocalist, Eric Virgin. Eric, welcome to Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare, man.
What's going on, my friend?
Well, dude, we are excited about having you guys in town here. We've been bringing a lot more metal shows into the central Wisconsin area, and we're happy to have you guys along for the ride. Now, you guys are getting set to tour with Dope. Have you worked with those guys before?
Oh, absolutely. We've been touring with Dope on and off for the past, about 3 years, and we decided to go out on this run. We just got back touring with our friends in All That Remains and Dirge Within, and right now we're just taking a bit of a break for some pre-production work on our documentary DVD for the Who We Are videos. It's basically all sorts of awesome road antics and footage that we're going to be releasing here soon within the next few months. So yeah, me and Enzo got together, and Dan at TKO, and he wanted to put us out. You know, we've always been a great fit together, and so we decided to do this this tour out in March.
Well, you guys have shared the stage with some pretty big names in the metal scene. I mean, you mentioned All That Remains. You guys have also been out with Shadows Fall. You were out with Kill Devil Hill. Now, as a guy who probably grew up listening to some of these guys, which opening gig did you kind of geek out on the most?
We were actually out towards your way is when we were out with Hatebreed, and I remember getting a phone call from our agent telling us that we were going to be going out with Hatebreed, and I'm the biggest Jamie Josta fan ever. And when we did those shows, it was quite epic, to actually be sharing the stage with somebody that, it's kind of mentored and influenced and somewhat pioneered your style, throughout the years. And he came up to me a few times. He's like, "Great show," and blah, 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 man. He's like, "How was the crowd response?" I'm like, "Awesome." And, I tried to keep my cool. I didn't want to go give him the speech that, "Oh man, I've been one of your biggest fans ever since I was a little kid." They don't really want to hear all that. I know how it is being on the road. You kind of want your privacy and you want to be left alone, but he really did open up to me, and he's seen that that inspiration as a young artist out there doing what he has to do, and he loved it. He absolutely enjoyed it.
Now, Beyond Threshold's latest album here, Who We Are, you guys got a pretty stellar honor from Best Buy of all places.
Yes. We've been getting quite a bit of sales in Best Buy too, and the ratings have been great. I'm really surprised with today's music industry and economy. Metal quite isn't what it was years ago, and we really wanted to keep the Who We Are record more raw and straight to the bone when it comes to metal. And we do rock, we do hardcore on there. It's a very versatile record, but it's been getting quite a bit of sales all over the world, and we've actually been getting quite a bit of sales out in the UK as well, which I'm really excited, and we are discussing plans right now to possibly be going out there sometime this year.
Beauty. Do you get any cut out of the extended warranty that they try to sell you with every damn thing you buy at Best Buy?
That's probably something that they get 100% out of.
Oh, brother, you got to get a cut of that, man. If you work at Best Buy, that's the big money right there. You got to work that. You got to talk to your agent. Tell him what that extended warranty action.
Now, I'm probably going to have to get on a call with him after this and tell him, "Hey, man."
Yeah, damn straight. Now, Eric, you wrote the majority of the lyrics on Beyond Threshold's Who We Are. It sounds to me, just going through the lyric sheet and reading your stuff here, it sounds like you had some obstacles to overcome.
Yes, most definitely. The Who We Are record, it's definitely close to home. And when that album happened, we were in the middle of pre-production for the album. My father passed away. And it was just really, really rough on our family during that time frame. And, my older brother that is actually in a band called Ankle, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, was having a lot of marital problems during the time. And I had to be the strong family member to kind of keep things together. And, within weeks of all that happening, trying to balance that out, I got thrown in by my label, the Write That the record with very, very little time to really push through it and preparation. So when I wrote that album, you know, it hit close to home, and we had to, I had to move forward and fight over that obstacle and be strong and firm. And that's really what the message of Beyond Threshold is. You know, you got to keep moving forward no matter how hard things get. No matter how hard you get knocked down, you got to get back up and you got to keep moving forward and persevere. And that's what we've been doing as a band.
You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight, Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, 102.9 in Central Wisconsin, worldwide online at rock947.com. And now you can listen to Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare on your Android device. Just download the Rock 94.7 app from the Google Play Store. Our interview with Eric Virgin of Beyond Threshold continues.
The very first single that we played on the Nightmare was First Blood. What's the story behind that song?
Well, First Blood, that was actually written in a different era of time, and it made its way onto this record, which it's one of my favorite songs. I love playing it live. A lot of energy. First Blood is actually dedicated to, you know, as the band started moving forward in our whole market, and we got signed and started touring and doing the things that we thought we would never do, you know, we have a lot of personal friends out in our general area that were musicians, and few of them didn't take too kindly to it, which I really thought that a lot of our friends, after all the hard work that we put into this band, would be supportive, but it turned out that some people didn't take a liking to it, and it talks about people taking that friendship for granted. And, you know, unfortunately, in the music industry, you know, the further you go, the more people hate. And it's basically talking about a lost friendship over something petty. You know, you should be supportive of your fellow musicians out there. Anybody that's in a local band that ends up touring and ends up getting signed, if you're a fellow brother and you support music, you should be by their side and supporting what they do.
Even Nickelback? I mean, we don't have to do that for Nickelback, do we?
Yeah.
Well, we gotta draw the line somewhere, man. Come on.
Yeah. Well, it ain't like I'm playing Nickelback either. I got some, you know, catchy songs on the record, but it's funny that you say Nickelback, because we're playing this big festival out in Detroit, Michigan, and, you know, I was egging on the crowd. Is it true that people in Michigan don't like metal and they just started getting mad and yelling and screaming? I'm like, okay, it's true. You guys do like metal. And there's this one guy yelling, F Nickelback. It was pretty hilarious.
Beauty, beauty.
But they are
beauty.
Good guys, you know. Not my style.
Well, our station actually has a Nickelback-free guarantee, so you'll be in good company when
awesome.
You play Wausau. Yeah, it's actually, we have, like, station imaging that says it and everything. I don't know. I'm thinking that the guy, that Chad Kroeger, must have said something bad about my boss's mama or something. I'm sure they're fine guys. It's just, we got a policy against them here.
Yeah, dude, I'm really digging your guys' station. It's awesome, man. And I usually don't really say that on some of the stations that I'm being interviewed by, but you guys are awesome. I really like the station. I'm really looking forward to coming in the area, and I know that after this tour we should be coming back with our friends in Soil as well sometime later this summer.
Really?
Festival season.
That would
yes.
be fantastic. And now that Ryan McCombs is back in the band, I'm curious to see them those guys live again for sure.
Yeah, they'll be out there and they'll be hitting it hard, and they'll have a new album out the back, and it'll be the first album that they've done with Ryan and almost 10 years, I'd say.
Yeah,
and,
it's been a while.
So we're going to be campaigning both albums together, and, you know, we share the same agent, so it should be fun.
Well, now, in addition to touring and promoting the record and that sort of thing, you guys just had a single added to Rock Band.
It was the First Blood single, believe it or not.
Now Eric, in addition to Rock Band, what other video game or video game series would you like to see a Beyond a Threshold song show up in?
Mortal Kombat, I'd love to be on that video game. I was a big fan as a kid, and you know, there's nothing better to hear some rock and metal playing in the background while decapitating somebody.
All right. Mortal Kombat's your game, but who's your character?
Sub-Zero.
Ooh, good pick. I'm more of a Scorpion guy myself, mainly because the harpoon move is really easy to do. So
I just love that spot. spine decapitation thing. When I seen that as a kid, I was like, man.
I know, right? That sells you every single time. Every single time. Now, speaking of other stuff that's you know, gamer and geek related, when does the Beyond Threshold Harlem Shake video come out?
I don't know. We'll have to look sometime in 2013.
You got to strike while the iron's hot, man. Hell, you can film. You know, I'll bet if you film that at the Fillmore in downtown Wausau, we could probably find some jackass with a luchador mask or a helmet to do the part at the beginning.
Well, you know, we always have road people with us doing documentary footage. Maybe that's something that I'll consider when we come to the area.
It could be a bonus feature, you know, one of those hidden Easter egg cuts on the DVD. You're welcome. You can take that one, and I won't charge you a single royalty for it. That's all yours, brother, all yours.
Hey, that might be a good marketing thing.
You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a three-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight, Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, 102.9 in Central Wisconsin, worldwide online at rock947.com, and now you can listen to Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare on your Android device. Just download the Rock 94.7 app from the Google Play Store. Our interview with Eric Virgin of Beyond Threshold continues.
What is your favorite memory from the road that you can share without attracting the attention of law enforcement?
There's this one show where this really drunk guy decided to, he just bought our t-shirt, you know, he had our CD, he was like a big fan of the band apparently, and the guy decided, I don't know if it was because he was too drunk or what, but guy ended up like kicking me in the while I was on stage performing. And you know, I wouldn't say this is like the best memory, but this is definitely something I'd remember. And you know, I was irate, but I'm one of those guys, like, if you put me on stage, you put a microphone in front of me, I'm not gonna miss a hit, and I'm gonna continue performing. So
did you sing in a higher register?
Well, in between my lyrics, you know, I basically kept yelling at the guy, and ended up like being pretty aggressive towards the guy, and hit him a few times, and security got him out of there. But it was pretty nuts, man. And, you know, I watched the crowd like beat the living hell out of this guy, and at the end of the show, I kind of felt bad. But you know, you always got to respect your musicians. They're out there to have fun with you and put on a good show for you. There's no need to do that.
Yeah, let's make this very clear. On March 1st at the Fillmore, please, no kicking or punching of the musicians' groins. I think we could agree that's a sensible policy.
Yeah, I'm mutually agreeable on that one.
Well, we are looking forward to seeing you guys on Friday, March 1st, along with Dope and Another Lost Year. That is Beyond Threshold. Get in on this right now, because eventually these guys are going to be playing stadiums. You won't be able to see them for $10 like you can at the Fillmore in downtown Wausau on March 1st. Eric Virgin, my man, thank you so much for being on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare.
Thanks for having me, brother.
And thank you for listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a three-hour metal show heard every Saturday night from 9 until midnight, Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, 102.9 in Central Wisconsin, worldwide online at rock947.com, and now we're on your Android device. Just download the Rock 94.7 app from the Google Play Store. You can also like Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare on Facebook. We'd appreciate that. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at TerryRock947, and feel free to circle me on Google+. Once again, thanks for listening.